Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is 11/26/2021. And oh, I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, yesterday I tried to really, truly take time, relax a bit, and to listen to the Lord and to truly give thanks for those family and friends and things I saw and for the wonderful food and, you know, all of the things that went in to nourish the bodies, you know, mind and spirit. You know, it's just incredible. What a wonderful life that we have been given to lead. But at the same time, I'm telling you, the Lord gave beings free will. And he wants you, after he gave his only begotten son, Lord Jesus, came down to this planet to be here and to, by his blood, redeem you from your sins. This is the most wonderful gift that his son can give to you, that our father can give to you, his son, and that his son, Lord Jesus, can give to you, is that if you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior, he will do that. And you will have everlasting life with him in heaven. That is the best deal. That is the way to go. That is the thing that people are seeking and don't know they're seeking. But I'm going to tell you, if you have it, then make sure you've got it. Because when you know that you're with Lord Jesus, and you know that he, Lord Jesus, is with you, and he knows that you're with him, and you're with our Father in heaven, then I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus, and that you cannot be turned away. You might have some fear, but I'm going to tell you what, you can stand in the gap. You can see what's coming down the road. You can see what's coming across the sky. You can suffer all of those things that may be starting to come down the road. And Lord Jesus has already told you. Read the Matthew 24. Read the Luke 21. Read the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. The revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos, and see where we're going to go, see where we're headed, and then match that up and look around you and keep aware of what's going on, all right? So right on time, you see, right on time, we have a new variant, and the WHO, oh, they had to rush to give it a Greek name, Omicron. All right? And if you look that up like in an urban dictionary, you look it up in a dictionary and the Omicron and all of that, what you start to see is that it's somebody who has become enlightened of himself and all of that, I say. And that's what they've given the name of this new killer variant from South Africa, or wherever, Botswana, or wherever it's Rwanda, or wherever it's from. But if we look and analyze those kind of definitions, then what are we talking about? Are we talking about the alumbrados, the cognoscenti, or the illuminati? You're darn right. You're talking and they're telling you the name of this. This variant is the Illuminati variant. So what do you think that's going to do? And, you know, maybe it has a flashpoint where it has a little bit of the HIV attached to it. Or maybe there's a variance over here because they discovered it in an HIV patient. And, oh, but we're not going to shut down the flights and this and that. It doesn't make any difference because they'll just fly them up to Honduras or Guatemala and bring them across the southern border with Red China Joe. We'll have them ready to go. And they'll be working in a new venue close to you soon. Now, I'll tell you what, it's kind of interesting. And I looked earlier today, we went out, we were looking for some a wreath to put on a grave of a deceased mother and that kind of thing. And we were out there at a place we'd gone for years. And they would have 1,000 Christmas trees and all kind of wreaths and all the stuff. A big time nursery that has 3 or 4 locations in a metro area. We went there and we said, well, maybe we can find or look for a Christmas tree or something while we're out here today. But we went and looked and got the wreath and all of that and the stand and put it, you know, at a graveside and all of that. And I looked over where the big lot, you know, which is right next to their building. And I said, you know, there's no Christmas trees in there. And so we asked somebody to worry. Well, they haven't come yet. Well, when are they coming? We're not really sure. They're in transit or somewhere. So then I went and found one of the old men inside, and when we went in to pay for the wreath and all that, and I said, where the heck's the Christmas tree? He said, we don't know. We don't even think they're cut yet. So they've been ordering from a place in Michigan or wherever, you know, for a long period, and they get them from different places, but a large number of their trees come from Michigan. So for some reason, somebody hasn't even cut those trees yet. So then are they trying to, and I know that Jesus is the reason, not the Christmas tree, and I'm not going to debate all of that. Because I grew up in a middle-class, Midwestern town and all of that kind of a thing. And we celebrated in a certain way, but I'm going to tell you is that that's part of. You don't want any missing turkeys. And then the Atlantic magazine, big female editor or, you know, columnist on the Atlantic says, you should have used your Thanksgiving to turn in your family members, the conservative ones, turn them into the FBI. So this is an attempt, and I'm trying to hammer this home nicely, but I guess old Hawk, you know old Hawk, he's going to blow a speaker out somewhere on a radio. So I'm just going to tell you what. In talking with Brother Quayle, I'm telling you, this guy is in the fight. He is still, we still need to pray for him. Let's do it right now. Lord Jesus, will you go to Brother Steve Quayle right now? Lord, you know where he's at. You go to him right now. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, go to Brother Steve Quayle and put the full measure of your power and your anointing on him. Remove all of the bad stuff that he's gotten from the attack that was made upon him and the giving him of the virus and the bacterias and all of the different stuff. Lord Jesus, will you remove that from him? Will you restore him to optimum health and full capabilities and authority? Because Brother Quayle has done an amazing job for all these years. Lord Jesus, restore him to optimum health and to full functions, will you please? In your name, we pray, Lord Jesus. And oh, I'm going to tell you, there's good news, so I'll give you some more good news. And Steve Quayle is good news, because I'm going to say what? That guy right there has put me on the radio almost going, and now it's going on 18 years, 17 and a half, or whatever it is, years, on air. And the Lord told him to put me on, and I bless him, because then years before that, Brother Quayle and me listening to him back in the old days when he was on shortwave and Johnstown, Colorado and all of that. Brother Quayle brought me back to the Lord Jesus. And I'm so thankful to him for doing that, because I can stand here and tell you that old Hawk is with Lord Jesus. And I'm not the best person he should have picked probably. But I will say this. He don't pick the ones that are Mickey Mouse or Milk Toastie. Lord Jesus likes the one that got some spunk. Lord Jesus wants people out there that have some fight, some grit, some sand. Because I'm going to tell you what, There are fewer of us than you can imagine in terms of the real service to the Lord Jesus and not the lip service to Lord Jesus. So wherever you're at right there, if you can hear my voice, if you're in a deer blind down in Texas, if you're on a mountain pass driving through somewhere in the high Carolinas, if you're on the coastline in the South Carolina, if you're in upstate New York, or if you're in the corn belt of Iowa, and I can think of many in there, but I think of some in Hampton and Dunlap and various spots. If you're in the Colorado, if you're in the western Kansas and you like to shoot iron sight targets and go bing, bing when you're shooting from 1,000 yards. If you're an old Big Mac sitting up in a high tower, all right, and you got your scope on. If you're Mickey Lapua and you're sitting in one of them old banyan trees somewhere, or maybe an old, you know, coconut tree or something. Probably more like a cypress or a cottonwood. But you're old Mickey Lapua and you got your scope out there, I'm going to tell you. Or if you're in the Blue Ridge or the Smokies. And that's another person. Let us pray right now for Lady J and her spouse. Okay? Lord Jesus, will you go to Lady J and her spouse? Lord, will you provide them medical miracles? Will you restore them to most optimum health and full function? And Lady J is doing much better after we prayed for her the last time. But I will say it again. All those, and there's so many that I'm trying to pray for to bless. And I will just do it some more because, Lord, it's in my spirit to bring these people up. Lord Jesus, will you also go and will you touch Debbie Nunemaker right now? Will you touch Debbie Nunemaker again right now? And will you, Lord Jesus, anoint her, give her the full energy of all of your spirit, all your healing love, and all of the things, and remove any problems or impediments that are in her cardiovascular system, in her stomach, or in the digestion, or wherever it is, there might be difficulty. Lord Jesus, restore your servant, Debbie Nunemaker, to your full and most optimum health, and give her full function so she may operate on your behalf with her wonderful husband and give him the full measure as well, Lord Jesus, and provide him with medical miracles and abundance in all things they need. And at this moment in time, I'll say it right now. They are still have their contacts, are still able to in Indochina. They are still getting, they may be using those little small ponies that almost have the backward stirrups on them and going up sides of mountains. And I'm going to tell you, I don't know exactly what they're using, but I know that was a mode of travel in those mountains of Indochina for many years, the small pony. And then you were going at such an incline up that the stirrups had the back on them to where your heel sat in the stirrup. And went through, okay, and that you didn't come out the back when you were going up. That way you were in the stirrups as you went up the mountain. But Lord Jesus, your people are laboring for you yet over there. They're bringing Bibles in the dialect. They're bringing Bibles in the dialect, Lord Jesus, of all those different mountain peoples in each village, in each little region or nook or this cranny or this valley or this mountain peak has a slightly different dialect. They're bringing Bibles and songbooks to the pastors and to the preachers that the Nunemakers have established over a number of years in that area. It's such a blessed thing. And let me just say this. If you got an extra little bit or whatever, if you want to help in this furtherance, you go and you write to this address and you send them a little bit of something in the mail. Gospel Furthering Fellowship. And then right underneath that, Nunemaker, N-U-N-E, NUNAMAKER, Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project. Or you could just write Indochina Bible Project. You can send them cash, a check, money, or whatever it is you want to do. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Indochina Bible Project, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, M-Y-E-R-S, Town, Pennsylvania, 17067. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And Lord Jesus, may you bless all of those who give to that and spread your word continually out through the world to those that are hunger for it. There are so many that may have heard about it, but they don't have the hunger for it. They have turned away, ladies and gentlemen. But I know out there in this vast audience tonight that I've talked to, all of you good people, there are so many people that I hear from. And you say, Old Hawk, I'm glad you're going to be on tonight live. Or Old Hawk, I'm glad that you stand up for the Lord Jesus and you tell it like it is. And that you strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus. And that you warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see, about what the Lord has told you is going to come. Did he not tell you about pestilences? Did he not tell you about wars and rumors of wars? Did he not tell you about famines? Did he not tell you about earthquakes in diverse places and the volcanoes and things that go along with that? I'm going to tell you what. If you don't understand that right now that Lucifer is pulling out all stops to try to destroy you and to kill as many of you as possible in this country and around the world in order to attempt to steal your soul. And then so he could then, as Lucifer, put on a counterfeit of what our beautiful Lord Jesus did the first time and will do again as he returns. And he comes with his archangels and angels and probably Greg Evenson and a few others of our old brethren who'll come down here and they will come to Harmageddon. They will come and go against Lucifer and his 200 million man army and they will wipe them out. They'll annihilate them. They'll send them to the fiery furnace. They'll send them down the chute. And let me tell you, then there'll be peace reigning on earth and the glory of our Lord will be fully manifested again on this planet. And I'm hoping and praying I'm going to be here to see it. But at the same time, I know that where Lord Jesus has placed me or placed Brother Quail or any of a number of different people that I know, he's placed you square in the middle of some hot areas. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you what, if you're saved, if you have Lord Jesus in your heart as your Savior, and you know it, he knows it, and he's starting to wash you clean, he's starting to build you up and strengthen you, you sit right now and you say, Lord Jesus, I ask you where I can go, Lord Jesus, on your behalf, to stand in the gap against thine enemies, to stand in the gap in protection of thine people, of thine flock, and to provide the true sanctuary if necessary to my family in order that I can stand to do it or you can stand to do it. Lord Jesus, let everybody out there know. And this is the funny part. You've been listening all these years, and I know a lot of you. What you may not still fully comprehend is that the Lord Jesus has already selected you to be his leader in the spot where you're located at right now. He might tell you to move. He might give you a strategic or tactical move in order to move your family. But wherever he sends you, or if the Lord Jesus says to you, stand your ground, stay in your place, and you then protect stand in the gap against evil. And when they come for you, they come for your home. You stand and you tell them, Lord Jesus and our Father of Heaven are with me. And I don't care who you are, Mr. Lucy or Mr. Minion of the Lucys or Nazi or Commie or whoever you come down the road. All right? Hordes of looters or shooters or bicyclists or, you know, whatever it might be. You know what I'm saying? Gangs or whatever coming to get your goods. I'm going to tell you what, you tell them in the name of Lord Jesus, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And I stand here and I ain't going to say no more because I'm just going to keep you in my scope at 1,000 yards. And I'm going to tell you what, drop them at the end of the road. This is what I tell my brother in Utah. I say, brother, you get that old buffalo gun out and you be like old Quigley down under when he put that flip up sight up. And you sight way down there. You drop them at the end of your road. You go back to eating your elk steak. You know what I'm saying? And sitting by a good hot fire and keeping your knees warm. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I am fired up tonight. I love Lord Jesus. I love our Father in Heaven. And I love you out there in the audience. And I intended to have a quiet thing tonight, but I guess it's the other way around. Now, let me just read you. Let me just read you out of the book. Let me read you out of the book, and I'll tell you why. Because in this is the information you need. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. For many shall come. All right. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. You got to go through it, ladies and gentlemen. For a nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences. Multiple. You see that? Multiples. Pestilences. They're getting ready to drop the Ebola pox and all this stuff on you. All I know is that I can recall back in the 90s, I told you, remember the old Tom Cruise movie, Mission Impossible 2, where they had a big pharmaceutical company and they made the Chimera. Remember that? The Chimera virus, all right? Well, we're going to have all kinds of, all I know is I recall, and I'm not going to say the corporation or the company, but I recall a big pharmaceutical entity or something, research group down there in Auslan where they basically developed something that had about a 90% or better kill ratio. And it was like an Ebola pox. So, you need to prepare. And you've got to understand that the Lord Jesus is telling you, get the red letter edition of the old King James, you know. I like that the best. It sings to my heart when I read it. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Now, if you have not seen it, in La Palma, the Canary Islands, the Cumbre Vieja has exploded up another big explosion, and there's a whole other river of lava rolling down. It's like they're carving out that big corner section. And when that goes, and just so you know, they're not talking about this on television. They're not telling you about that, or that maybe the Russians have got some bombs there still, or maybe they're using some of their electromagnetic pulse weapons on it, or thumpers. Maybe the Chinese doing it too, or maybe even the U.S. Luciferians at the top slots in the military, the government. And if you don't understand it, the military, you may have known, and at this time there's still some, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan. If you don't understand that the military now is not the same one that you recall, and then not everybody in it is on the side of our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus, they're not on that side. They're on the side of Lucifer, their light bringer, you see, who they think is going to bring light. But I'm going to tell you what, top slotters, people at the top of the Intel mill world, the corporate world, the banking world, and the government world, you worshiping Lucifer, you're going to go down the drain, because Lord Jesus is going to come, and his archangels, Archangel Michael, Archangel Gabriel, and a number of others who I have seen and I saw. I was blessed to see their heavenly realm and to hear the melody and the wonderment of their voices as they sing. But as I saw them and their countenance, as I got selected by Michael to come in to do this job and prepared for it long ago, then let me tell you something. These angels of the Lord Jesus are not somebody to mess with, if you understand what I'm saying. They are definitely the high power situation working for the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us each day our daily bread. You see how the Lord's Prayer talks about the basic things that you need and to give thanks for. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these, Lord Jesus is telling you this. Listen out there. Lord Jesus, I'm reading his red letter edition words. I'm reading them to you right now. All these are the beginning of sorrows. You think nations will rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there's famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All those are just the beginning of sorrows. You think all of this stuff is bad? You wait and see what's coming. And I'm going to tell you what, for all of you out there, old Hawk's going to tell you, you put on the full armor of God. You do that, but you also get your own body armor on. And you stand in the gap. And you sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines. And get ready to repel. Get ready to go around their corner. Get ready to go back and harry their supply lines, harry their world. And as old Solzhenitsyn said, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, for example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, panic, terror, and with every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would be very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, or Xi Jinping's thirst, or Putin's thirst, or Zhou Beijing's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. Then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you know the truth out there. I know that you are getting the idea and starting to see it in your daily life. You're starting to hear about it here, starting to hear about it there. And this is not the time to go out and, oh, yes, and we're going to do this and that, and we're going to get talk to our brothers about it. This is the time to buy more cans of chunky soup. This is the time to buy the Progresso soup. This is the time to buy the vegetables, the fruit, all the different things. This is the time to get big sacks of rice. This is the time, ladies and gentlemen, to use whatever opportunity you got And also, like my dear brother this afternoon told me, let me see if I've got that. Let's see here. Just real quick. It was so beautiful the way he quoted this. This is a real tough guy. He says, the thought has occurred to me that one of the best ways to prepare for the future is to have the skills of the past. Making a garden, starting and maintaining a fire, cooking outside, canning and preserving, home remedies, sewing, hunting, fishing, basic carpentry, etc. These are all old-fashioned notions that have been pushed out of our modern lives. Train up, stock up, and pray up. And he says the tipping point is at hand. And if you know who this was, then let me tell you something. This man's telling you the truth. And this man knows. So for all of you out there tonight, in the military, all of you out there that are good people with the Lord Jesus that might be in the middle of the EIEIOs or a sheriff's department or a state police, highway patrol, or the local cops, all right? All of you out there who are first and foremost with the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, then you better be ready and you better be starting to build up any way you can. Your supplies, your things, because you are going to find out that you're going to have to turn from the wickedness and the ways of Lucifer. And just let you understand, the Luciferians are running the top slots of the federal government, the intelligence community, the military community, the banking and corporate communities, all the way down the lines, the political people, the presidency, the Congress, the judicial system, the whole nine yards at the top slots. And I'm not saying everyone. Hawk didn't say that, did he? Hawk did not say everyone. Did not allege even everyone. But he did say that in the top slots that they are not with the Lord Jesus. They're not with our Father in heaven. And that most of them worship Lucifer the Lightbringer because they're going to establish their new world order. They're now starting to lock it down again. They're now releasing all of these things against you and against all around the world. This is a total el mundo. Total el mundo, you understand, baby. Big time scenario. They're sowing the chaos. Ordo ab chao. They're going to try to smack in their new world order. Order, you see? And regardless of what that shows up as, Nazi, National Socialist, or Communist, or this Socialist, that Socialist, or as the Red Chinese, or just whatever evil is out there. In terms of tyranny, in terms of pounding you down, well, I'm going to tell you what. Brother Thomas Jefferson, he told you about it, didn't he? He told you about it really well. I bought this little book I read it from. It's called The Declaration of Independence. I bought this at Thomas Jefferson's house up there in them old hilltop in Virginia, Monticello. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And that could be in Northern California, near the Paradise. That could be in other areas around the Sacramento. That could be the Scholars of Temecula's spot, you see. That could be any number of different places. That could be the good people in Nevada on the horse ranches. That could be the Texans, the Mississippians, those down in the old Louisiane, Le Bon Ton, Roulet, Lazay, Le Bon Ton, Roulet, La Danse, Cher, because the time for the dance against those of evil is about ready to come to pass. And you're going to have to throw yourself into the gap on behalf of the Lord, on behalf of your family, and behalf of your Bill of Rights, to make sure that you're not trampled, that you're not going to be laid down, that your people are going to be the ones that stand for the Lord, that your people are going to be the ones that are as prepared as they can be, that they will have the can of chunky soup and a bit of the rice and a little bit of the seafood and a little bit of the gumbo to put them in the pot. You know what I mean? The filet, et cetera. That's what I'm trying to say in a way of words, whether it's a beef stew or a New England clam chowder or wherever it might be, because we got good folks up in Maine and in Boston, the old Maine maniacs, and there's a bunch of you up there that let me know you're out there. And also in Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania. I mean, it's just all over the block I hear from people. Ohio and Indiana, strong. Yes, sir. All the different states. Tennessee, the volunteer state, you better believe it. Live free or die up higher up, too, in New Hampshire. I used to have a friend who used to live up there. He was the real deal, man. That guy was trained in so many different things, you can't believe it, what he was trained in. But he was a lot of fun. He was a nice guy. But that guy could, and I'll just, this is old time business, 30 years ago, that guy could, drink, a bit of, scotch and, go out and, beat anybody in the, state police, highway patrol pistol shooting team with his skills. Plus that, he could hit from a long way off. I think about these people. And I think about good people out there. I think about people who are with the Lord Jesus, people who are with their Father in heaven, who will not stand, who will not stand for this annihilation of our rights, who will not stand for the destruction of the American way and the freedom and liberty and all of the things we've had. And we're going to keep having them. And in your neck of the woods, in your neighborhood, you just draw your line. You start to see what your distance is out there to the old tree, okay? You start to see, you know, that stop sign way down yonder. How far is that? You start to see, oh, I can sneak around the corner through this old creek bed that's got a bunch of willows lining both banks, and nobody will see me come up on the other side and parry their position. I'm going to start to tell you, you need to start to think strategically and tactically about defending your home, your family, against all comers, whoever they may be. But if they're evil and they're coming, they're doing to do you in, and they want to come and take your freedom, they want to come and take your food, they want to come and take your house to put their minions to live in it, you see. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You got tooth, you got nail, you got a big fist, you got a big boot to kick with, you got an iron bar, you got a sickle or a scythe, you got a machete or a hatchet or a big axe, you got you an M4, or you got you just a 22 rifle even, or you got you a double barrel 12 gauge or a pumper. I'll tell you what, you go get you a Mossberg or or a Remington or a Winchester pump, and you get you some of them number four bucks, or, you know, or any of the things, you get you some flechette rounds if they're in the bushes, you know, away from you there, and you get them ready. You get your rifle ready, and I don't care what it is. If it's granddad's 30-06, then you better go tomorrow, and it's when you're getting some food at the grocery store, you better go and see what kind of ammunition for deer hunting there might be. See? For protecting your family. This is going to come down to just something you can't believe. And I'm telling you, I'm still hearing a lot about the possibility of EMP, okay? Electromagnetic pulse to take out the power grid in the United States. Or it could be done by hitting, you know, 8 or 9 or 10 of the key power substation with conventional weapons or with localized EMP. Or maybe you just put a drone up there with the little fibrous copper fragments or spirals like miniature tiny fibered slinkies that just float in the air and float down to these things. If you're out there and you're responsible for power plants or power substations, then you'd better put security on them. You'd better pay somebody to be at each one at all times who's on a guard duty, who at least can stand there for 8 hours, you know, at night, you know, and then somebody to look in the daytime most of the day to look for drones, to look for any kind of things, to look at the cameras that you might have surrounding there. And you better keep people away from these things, because I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot of dirty dealers that have been brought in through the southern border or flown in on planes, you see what I'm saying, from the Afghan highlands. And they're going to be put to work by the Luciferians. And they're going to be telling them, you see that guy's house over there, when it comes to time, you go kill that man. You take his family, and that's your house, and you'll be the block captain, you see. Well, let me tell you what. When they come for you, then you better be a slicing and dicing. You better have the tomahawk in one hand and the K-bar in the other. And that's after you've expended all rounds of ammunition. But when it comes down to that, I knew a guy who was in a Dutch Marine Corps unit. They called them the neck biters. They called them the neck biters. And I haven't thought about this for a long time. But when the Nazis came to take the last bridge outside of a big city, I think it was either Rotterdam or Amsterdam, there was one bridge, one railroad bridge or one kind of a trestle bridge or whatever it was. And they, the neck biters, stood in the gap. And they could see the Nazis and the SS and the tanks rolling, them Panzer tanks. They're going to be making all that clanking noise and all those noises. And they could see them coming. And they started firing on them and firing as best they could, directing them. They were individually shooting individual guys. They weren't spraying and praying. They were using strong, hardcore ability to shoot fire downrange and keep firing and firing and firing. And they started killing a boatload of Nazis, but then the Nazis kept it coming. They used the tanks on them. They rushed them on in. Then they brought the infantry and the infantry. And then this one group of the neck biters, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but they were fighting them with everything they had. They expended all ammunition. They fixed bayonets. They fixed bayonets, and they went to the Nazis with bayonet and butt of the rifle, and they fought them and fought them and fought them. And then the rifles busted. And then they went hand to hand, and they were duking them and kicking them and strangling them and doing everything, putting elbow jobs on them, the whole nine yards. And then the Nazis kept it coming, and then they were so worn out, they just grabbed under each Nazi they could. And the last one there grabbed on, and they started biting the carotid arteries out of those damn Nazi tyrants' necks. And that's why they call them the neck biters. So that's the kind of thing. And I'm going to tell you what. If you're with the Lord Jesus and the Lord Jesus is with you, and he's in your heart to be your Savior, and you're defending against evil, you're defending good people against the evil that's going to come, than if you were to die on this planet or any other place. You're to die in outer space with the good guys who might be in a spacecraft going against the evil Luciferians and their alien pond scum who are also going to swarm. And for people out there, you don't know, well, angels are this, they don't need a craft of food. The fallen angels lost their first estate with the Lord. The fallen angels lost their first estate. They have to use technology to travel. Just get it in your head. Tell old Georgie Sokolos and all them guys that who they're worshiping is Lucifer the Lightbringer. But I'm going to tell you what. Fallen angels are not from this planet. They are now because many of the fallen angels are back and are running the top slots, running the top slots in this defense department, in the intelligence world, in the EIEIOs. They're running all of it. And they're deciding, and the message has gone down allegedly from Lucifer himself to them, that by the end of this year, there'll be a worldwide famine. And I'm going to tell you, you better go get some food. You better get, and you're sitting there, oh, so man, the stock market's still up pretty good. And well, I'm sitting pretty. If I can just get, here's the thing. If I can just get through another year or two, man, I'm going to be running out there, and I'll be on the big boat on the lake, you know, or traveling around the world. Nope, because I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, but he needs you right now. And you need to take the first step, and that is to prepare to protect your family. And to give thanks for them, but in doing so, instead of having some nebulous bits in the world of one time a month paper, you know, sent to you of your accounts, and then online, you know, the daily look that you can take a look and see how you're doing. When that all goes to zero, when old Putin or the Red Chinese or somebody pops the EMP and shoots it out, or when Cumbre Vieja gets blown for real and that 300-foot wave or 100 to 300-foot wave traveling at 500 miles per hour hits the east coast of the United States, North America, and goes inland 10 to 50 miles and knocks out power grids, knocks out the power plants, nuclear plants, everything. And if you haven't seen it, if you look at, follow the nuclear maps, which show nuclear hotspots, and they list them, you know, level 5, level 4, level 3, level 2, level 1. Well, the whole East Coast has been lit up with level 4s. But what that's telling you, and most people are not aware, is that they moved a lot of nuclear weapons to the East Coast of the United States. Well, let me ask you this. Allegedly, or maybe it's in a satire, or a movie, or a Broadway play, maybe Red China Joe's handlers, whether they be in Russia, or whether they be in Red China, told him, Joe, move all the nuclear weapons, because when we allegedly might be going to finish off the Cumbre Vieja shelf, breaking up and creating that giant 200 or 300-foot wave that's going to kill 65 million people initially after it hits the United States and Canada and a lot of other places, it'll kill more than that. And then when the power grid cascades, as that old nuke power plant there in New Jersey across the river goes down, as all of the different coal fires and all the different oil fires and all the different plants up and down that East Coast start to go, then the rest of the grid will cascade and go. But even if not that, perhaps they pop just to make sure. EMP over the top of the United States and knock out the whole thing. Toot sweet. Suppose they do that. Then within 1 year, according to testimony, congressional testimony in Congress, you know, to the Congress, within 1 year, 90% of the population of the United States will be dead after the power grid goes down. Don't you think you might want to buy some extra food some Mountain House, some Wise, some Four Patriots, or My Patriot, or whatever it might be. Don't you think you might want to do some home canning of your own accord? Don't you think you want to go down and get Chunky Soup, Progresso Soup? Don't you think you want to get Chef Boyardee? Don't you think you want to get, you know, Dinty Moore Beef Stew and things like that? And Mary Kitchen Roast Beef Hash or Corned Beef Hash? And don't you think you might want to not put a lot of that back and to have food? If you have the money, you're sitting out there and your 401k says, I don't know, well, what's it, $341,000. That ain't mine because I don't have one. But let's say I got enough to get a gallon of gas or two and go down the road, 100 miles. That's about what I got. But let me just say this. The Lord has my bills paid. But that's it. But if you're out there and you, let's say a more typical one that I see in corporate jobs, people have had good jobs for 15, 20 years. A lot of people have 400 or 500,000 in a 401k. You'd ask them, well, how much food do you have in the basement for your family? Oh, well, we've got, you know, we got a couple weeks worth of food from the canned goods, you know, you're supposed to have in case there's an earthquake or a tornado, you're supposed to have, you know, 15 days worth of food. I said, well, you got all this money. What happens when the lights go out and the power grid goes down and there is no record of any of your stocks, bonds, 401ks? There's no record anymore anywhere in terms of who owns what and who owned what there in that state or the other state. And then we've already got the supply chain is totally goofed up. There weren't even any Christmas trees in one of the largest chains of nurseries in a major city. None of them have any Christmas trees. And today is usually one of the largest days for people to start to shop for them. There's no food. There's no this. There's no that. And in some places, it's worse than others. I'm going to tell you what, they're scared of the people in the mountains. They're scared of the people in the Blue Ridge. They're scared of the people in the old Smoky Mountains. They're scared of some people in the Rockies and in different spots. You see what I'm saying? Scared of them because in their grocery stores, which are tending to be smaller, they're really nailing them, okay? I don't know if there's still any out there. I think the 27th is the last date. Lady J said if you are out there and if you're, I think, Dollar General or Dollar Store, I don't know which one it was, but you can check. Somebody had a special of 8 cans of Chunky Soup for $8, but it only lasts through the 27th. You might take a look and see. A lot of places are sold out. They don't have any of it. But if you had some that did, they got some specials on it. If you could go to Sam's Club or anywhere, or even just to any store, and get you a 25-pound sack of rice or 50 pounds or 100 pounds of it, put it on a pallet, cover it up, you know, or put it into buckets. If you've got the food-grade plastic buckets, put the oxygen absorber in there, put the dry ice, whatever it is you do. Seal that sucker up and keep it. But rice, white rice, will keep for a long time. The basmati and the brown rice, it will go bad after a while. So you say, well, Hawk, that's not exactly the best quality food rash. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You get you a ration of that. You get you a little Denny Moore. You get you some beef barley, Progresso soup. You get a Chunky Sirloin burger. You got you a little plate of rice. You put some of that over the top of that. You got one can of that soup, one of those big cans of the soup with the moisture and the water and the gravy already in it. You put that son of a buck and you put it on to the, rice. And then maybe you've gone and you picked you some dandelion greens or some poke salad or whatever it is you might have. Or maybe you've got a little small greenhouse or cold frame windows. You're able to grow some vegetables and stuff in those, you see. And you put that on the side. Well, let me tell you something. That's a pretty good doggone meal. Now, if you've got some wheat packed up, you got wheat packed up in the bag or in the plastic containers. And this is another thing you might want to think about getting. Food grade diatomaceous earth. Food grade diatomaceous earth that can be mixed in with grains and flowers and things. It can be eaten, but it will kill the bugs. It will keep bugs from getting in and kill them. So I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, Lady J also said, don't forget to tell people in a pinch, you know, although we would rather eat it in terms of cooking, or we'd rather use it to dip bread into, that old extra virgin olive oil can be utilized in lamps, in a lantern, or in an old Aladdin's type lamp kind of a thing, and you can have lighting. But Lord Jesus, in Matthew 25, he tells you about the wise and the foolish virgins. I'm not going to read that again to you, but I am going to read this out of Matthew 24 again. And woe to them that are in with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, known or ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But I'm going to tell you what, the war is now here. The Civil War is already on in America. World War III is a-borning, you see. Gog Magog War, World War III, whatever it is. It's going to go down, but it's not going to take 20 years to go through the cycle. It's going to go boom, 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 boom. Don't go into their loose spirit night. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Protect your family, your property, your food. And I'm going to tell you what, mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. I saw you the other night over a corner of 95th Street and Unknown Cross Street. I saw you at 2,000 feet in a TR-3B. In a TR-3B at 2,000 feet last Saturday night, about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. I saw you. Hats off to you fellows, and I think if you had my back, watching me, I'd still appreciate it. Name of Lord Jesus Christ, close America. Nicky LaPoo, I know you're ready. Fat Tank, Rangers, ready. Nicky, stay in the game, baby. You go see her. All the wonderful ride. Road, track, little man. You're my buddy. All right. May the Lord Jesus protect you and bless you. Thank you.